Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we've got news on Mark Briscoe, on Stone Cold Steve Austin. We even got some Royal Rumble predictions. It's the Wrestling Inc. breaking news show. I'm Jack Farmer, and I'm with Raj Geary. Raj, how are you today?
I'm doing good, man. That countdown music, it kind of gets you going. I feel like I should be doing some push-ups or something right now.
I know. I feel like we're part of Sparta or something. Listen to that music. Yeah, like I'm ready to go.
Let's get to the news.
This news is done for. Well, well, I really appreciate everyone who is showing up to the live show, the live chat. Obviously, this is a new show, so thank you to everyone who's joining along. Baby Ice, Cody Vaughn, Veggie Gamer, Rob McNeely, George Bartley, and Lego Brick Collector, and many others. Thank you so much for being here live. It's always very appreciated. Raj, we've got some interesting news and notes. Some WrestleMania shaking news this week, potentially.
WrestleMania, baby. You know, usually around this time, actually usually like months ahead, you kind of know what the main event of WrestleMania is going to be. Like last year with Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar, we knew well ahead of time that that was the direction they were going in. This year, it's a little more up in the air. You know, you have Sami Zayn catching fire, which we'll get into. You got Cody
not
Rhodes.
Not like Fiend catching fire, but like...
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Theme, I should say.
Right. So there's a lot of ways they can go.
Lots of very cool stuff happening. This is first Rumble and Mania season. I am just unsure of anything. But I want to start the news today with something a little different, not WWE related, AEW related is where we're going to kick things off. Mark Briscoe. Now, he had quite the main event last night on AEW, and there had been a lot of talk about Warner Brothers Discovery and whether or not they would allow the Briscoes on AEW following Jay Briscoe's death. But that turned around rather quickly, and it appears that Mark Briscoe is allowed to be on AEW going forward. And Tony Khan said on the Battleground podcast that he fought for that to make it happen.
Yeah. I mean, you know, WBD, they've had issues with Jay, you know, over his tweets from about 10 years ago. Mark never did anything, but, you know, they still didn't want him on their TV, which was just infuriating. But luckily, cooler heads prevailed. Tony Khan was able to have them do the right thing. They were able to do a great tribute to Jay Briscoe, I thought, last night. The video package, I mean, it's hard to have, a dry eye when you're watching that. And then having Mark Briscoe and Jay Lethal in the main event, I thought it was just a great all-around show and a really classy tribute. So I'm glad WBD came through and allowed this to happen.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you know, it's tough to make a big company like WB change its mind, you know, and once something's in place, it's very difficult to, I always say it takes a long time to turn a big boat. And that's kind of shows, I think what's really cool just as a wrestling fan, it shows the kind of person I think Tony Khan is, that it would have been very easy for him to say, hey, we couldn't do it. We'll do our tribute show. We'll put it on YouTube or Ring of Honor or whatever and move on. But to know he fought for it and to keep going, I think as a fan, at least that speaks volumes to me and sort of how important all this is to him as well.
Yeah, definitely. And just a classy gesture, and Yeah, it was great all around. So, and it wasn't a one-off. So Mark Briscoe can be used on AEW TV going forward. So hopefully we'll be seeing more of him.
I'd be shocked if we didn't see more of him on TV. All things considered. I mean, if it weren't for Warner Brothers, I'm sure we would have seen the Briscoes on TV a long time ago. I always had this feeling that I feel like Tony Khan was hoping that using Ring of Honor, they could have kind of proven themselves to Warner Brothers if they had the time, but we'll see what happens. But if I'm Tony Khan, I feel like you got to get Mark Briscoe on TV. I mean, yeah. It seems like a slam dunk to me.
Yeah. It's a step in the right direction.
Will be interesting to see how they handle the, from a wrestling fan standpoint, how they handle the tag team title situation, if he gets a new partner or what the plan is there. But that's obviously very small compared to the real world news of what's going on with the Briscoes and what happened with Jay.
Right.
We have some chat going on here. There's some theme music conversation going on, Raj, here in the chat. And I want to get your opinion before we jump into the next one. Andrew Jones, with a great question here. Your favorite theme song ever in WWE?
Well, from back in the day, I'd say Demolition, Ultimate Warrior, the newer stuff, the Attitude Era, you had Austin, The Rock, The Brood.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's probably up there. The old DX theme. Which is still on my workout list.
Yes.
So
Triple H has like four of them on my workout playlist.
Right. And then, Nakamura was awesome when he first came out. So
yeah, it's so weird. I feel like you have to break it up into generations. You know, it's like, it feels unfair to compare some of the older stuff to some of the newer stuff. Because some of the older stuff was cool, but it was like just a guitar.
Right. And then a lot of the Ruthless Aggression stuff was just kind of like generic rock songs.
Yeah.
So I always like the ones that are more tailored towards someone's personality. Jim Johnson was the best. CFO were really good at that too.
CFO is great. I always say WWE just needs to throw whatever money they need to throw at them to get them making music again. Because they have so many great songs. I'm a little biased because I'm an NWO guy, but I've always loved NWO music. It was so different too at the time. You know, everything else, like you said, had the heavy metal, and it was just like, I don't know, it was cool. I like it.
Yeah. Both the NWO and the NWO Wolfpack were both great.
Yeah.
And then Hogan's theme, coming out to Jimi Hendrix. And I've always been a Jimi Hendrix fan, but now that like Voodoo Child is it's used for some commercial, and every time it starts up, I think of NWO and Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, you can hear that NWO guy's voice talking over in different parts. Icon or whatever he said during those things.
Biggest icon in wrestling.
Yeah, that's what it was. The biggest icon in wrestling. so many good stuff. Let us know in the chat what you think. Cody Vaughn says AJ Styles, his slaps. Bobby Roode, we got that one in there. We got D-Bry, Baby Ice. Jimi Hendrix greater than the NWO regular theme. That's kind of hard to argue. It's hard to argue against Jimmy in general.
Jimmy's just the man.
And of course we got Randy Orton in there. Red Rooster. Bushwhackers.
Yeah, it's just getting silly.
Yeah. Come on now. I'll be honest, not a big fan of Randy Orton's theme music. I like Me Randy either. Orton, and it's like, it's cool because it's him, but I feel like if someone else had it, I'd be like, this is stupid.
Yeah, it's kind of like the generic rock song I was talking about.
Yeah, not a huge
Randy Better Orton than his old one, where it's all kind of like happy. It was like, hey, nothing you can say.
that is, the original music did sound like they were like, one take, guys, one take.
Right. We need it by noon.
We need it by noon. Let's just knock this out. Yeah, I feel like they made that song and then it was like sitting on the shelf and they're like, oh, we need a song for this new guy, Randy Orton. Just grab that one. It's done already.
Brock's is pretty cool too. When that hits, it's just like the place comes unglued.
Yeah, it's something about the way it hits. Like, I don't know. Bobby Lashley's is good right now too. I like that one.
Yeah.
Someone who has some of my favorite music of all time, though, and I think this goes across the board for all wrestling fans, is a fella by the name of Stone Cold Steve Austin. And according to Fightful Select, WWE has made him an enormous offer, and that's in quotes, enormous offer, to face the undisputed WWE Universal Champion Roman Reigns, stating that his camp was approached with a possibility of it happening, although nothing is set in stone at the time. That said, Dave Meltzer said that the match that was originally pitched wasn't Roman, it was Brock Lesnar. Obviously, it looks like Brock Lesnar is going a different direction, potentially. We don't know. But either way, the idea of Stone Cold coming back and potentially being in massive programs, Raj, that's kind of earth-shaking in the world of wrestling today.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Austin versus Roman Reigns, you know, there's a handful of matches where you could tell lapsed wrestling fans like, oh, you know, Austin's wrestling Roman. And that's one of those that might get people interested and checking it out. Now, whether that's WrestleMania or whether that's Saudi Arabia, because, you know, usually in the spring you have one of the Saudi events and then one later in the year in late October, early November. So, you know, Dave Meltzer had reported that the original pitch to Austin was a match with Brock Lesnar, which sounds like a bad idea for Austin's neck.
Right, right.
But, you know, that's obviously a huge match, too. And that's, you know, as far as two of the most mainstream names that you could use outside of The Rock, those would be it. You know, most sports fans know Brock Lesnar. They don't know Roman Reigns as well. He doesn't have the same kind of name recognition as Austin or Lesnar. So that would be, that'd be a huge one.
No disrespect to Kevin Owens, because he's great, but Kevin Owens is one of those guys I would say you could slide up and down the card. If he has a very small thing going on, it's not a big deal. If he has a big thing going on, it's not a big deal. But Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, two guys that, yeah, that is like face of the company kind of match. And I think that says a lot about how well Stone Cold was received at WrestleMania last year, and two, where his health is at right now. And three, maybe what they think they can get out. Is it possible that maybe, you know, this is saying Brock Lesnar or Roman Reigns. Is it possible that it's Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns? Maybe different shows, different dates, things like that. Can we get more than one Stone Cold, you think?
I think it might be the opposite. I think it'd be Roman versus Sammy and on one night and then Stone Cold the next night. You know, kind of like a lot of people were expecting with The Rock. You know, they were expecting him to face maybe The Rock and Cody. And now it looks like The Rock is not happening, you know, per the Wrestling Observer. Which is a big bummer, because that is like a dream match, you know, Rock versus Roman Reigns. So if it was my guess, I think, you know, you have that gigantic stadium, two nights, they're already doing really well with ticket sales. You want to get as much mainstream attention as you can. So I could easily see them going with Stone Cold versus Roman. I do think Sammy is the best storyline, but whether or not Sammy versus Roman is that larger than life match, maybe it's not, but it has been doing really well in the ratings. I mean, this past Monday in the 18 to 49 demo, Raw did a 0.7, which is gigantic, biggest in years, the biggest number that they've done. That end of that Sami Zayn Roman Reigns segment, that did a 0.85. So, you know, a huge, huge rating. So people are invested in the storyline, they're into it. And I think the comparisons come right, you know, you start thinking about the Daniel Bryan storyline at WrestleMania 30 and how fans really wanted it, and it ended up being a huge success, you know, for that show. I think people always remember that celebration at the end with Daniel Bryan. It's tough. Do you go with the one that's best for fans, like the current fans, which is Sammy, in my opinion? Mm-hmm. Do you go with Cody, or do you go with Austin? And Austin would draw in more of the casuals, so to speak.
I'm probably going to make a lot of people angry, but I always say I feel like WrestleMania is for the absolute biggest blockbuster matches you can absolutely make. And if I'm picking Sammy or Stone Cold versus Roman, I think I'm going Stone Cold. Sammy can win another month. Sammy, you know, you can still tell that story, but
yeah, Sammy's still there.
Yeah, it's not like his contract is up after WrestleMania. You can still do it. I feel like WrestleMania, you have to have that moment. And I also feel like I've said before, I think this is a title run that might be the greatest single title run of all time. And to add a Stone Cold win to Roman Reigns, you know, list of accolades, I think just cements that even more. And I just think that would be so awesome. I mean, honestly, I'd rather it was The Rock. That's obviously, I think, the big one that we all really want. But I'll take Stone Cold. Stone Cold's cool, too.
Yeah, and it's easy to kind of knock it without seeing it, you know? Because, you know, as soon as Austin's music hits, people are going to go crazy. The stare down that Austin has with Roman, it's going to be... People are going to go crazy, but people are going to go crazy if Sammy turns on the Bloodline. It's not going to be... It's going to be a different kind of crazy. But, you know, Austin versus Roman, that's going to get headlines. Austin returning to the ring for the title, that's going to get news. That's going to get picked up. But Roman versus Sammy is a great storyline match. It will be a great match. Ultimately, I'm down for Sammy being the one to beat Roman and take the title. But I almost do feel like this is kind of a once-in-a-lifetime deal with Austin Roman. You do that one night, you do something for the fans the second night, and you kind of get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, this WrestleMania is definitely, I think, probably the last opportunity for a lot of these guys from the Attitude Era to do much. And so if you miss this, you may not get that shot ever again.
I think The Rock's not, I don't think he's ever going to wrestle again, a singles match at least. I could see him doing like a quick bit and like he did with Eric Rowan, but you know, but not a singles match.
What a weird stat.
His last match was Eric Rowan.
What a strange, how come we don't give him credit for retiring The Rock? You know,
I know that should be his, he should have a shirt, you know, like I retired The Rock.
Can I speculate a little bit about The Rock? I had something was clicking to me today, and it was weird how we felt like he was the guy, and then suddenly he wasn't, and he said he wasn't ready or something, like he wasn't in ring shape, and like he wouldn't have known this was coming a long time ago. And again, this is just speculation, just me thinking. As I'm looking at the movie Black Adam, and it's kind of one of his first losses as a big superstar in Hollywood. The first movie he did that people weren't super pumped about. I wonder if there's a part of him that's like, I can't go from that to then being going back to wrestling and losing a wrestling match and then try to get back into. I was thinking, I wonder if there's a little bit of the way Black Adam performed and kind of the rumors that are swirling around it that made him say, I'm going to step back from that for a little bit.
I don't think that's it. I think it's the commitments to the XFL. He's going to be swamped these next couple of months. You know, XFL gets going here in a few weeks, which is weird. I haven't seen that much buzz around it, but it's going to get going here in a few weeks, and he's going to be, you know, he's part owner of that league. He wants it to succeed, and getting in, you know, it's not just him being able to get on a treadmill and lift some weights to get back in ring shape. You need to go take bumps, and you go to, you know, what they usually do in the past where Rock would, you know, get like a Curt Hawkins or someone like that, or Bo Dallas, and go work out, you know, the match in the gym, take bumps and really get ready, get back into in-ring shape. Cause when you're super jacked like that, you're the chance of injury is a lot higher. And The Rock got injured in his last real match with John Cena at that WrestleMania in that one was New York, right? The second one.
Yeah.
The first one was Miami. Second one was New York. And he got injured, and that pushed back the filming for Hercules. It cost him millions of dollars. He had Pain and Gain coming out right after that WrestleMania. He couldn't do promotional work for it. So he wants to get into ring shape because he's got so much going on that he doesn't want to risk injury and things like that. So. Again, I think if it doesn't happen, it's looking like it's not. I don't see Rock ever wrestling again. This was kind of the one shot. And, you know, you kind of mentioned Black Adam. I felt like last year was one of the rare L years for the Rock, as the kids call it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was, you know, usually you hear just great, you know, the Rock's opening the Super Bowl, he's opening the Olympics. And last year you had, first of all, Young Rock has been flopping. Everyone should have seen that coming on Friday nights against SmackDown on NBC.
Right.
And then the Black Adam thing, and then his whole thing with Suicide Squad. What's that guy's name?
James Gunn.
James Gunn. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of a little squabble with James Gunn. Kind of look bad with that and trying to fluff up Black Adam numbers. And it was just a bad look. And it was just a rare off year for The Rock, I thought.
Right. Which, to be fair, he's had like 20 of them, 20 good ones in a row. I think okay if you have a bad
right.
one.
But I almost feel like the WrestleMania would have been the opposite. It would have been a big success and a positive for him. But I just think he's just way too busy.
What are your odds? You're a odds guy. What are the odds that this is all just to distract us and make us think it's not happening? So when his music hits,
we all
go nuts. Yeah. Red herring. What are the odds this is a red herring?
I think it's pretty small. If I were betting, I'd say that The Rock's not going to be wrestling Roman at Mania. Could he be doing something, appearing in the corner, doing a cameo? I could easily see that. I almost would expect that. Mm-hmm. But wrestling, I don't see it.
If the Royal Rumble's happening and the countdown happens and his music hits and he comes out, are you getting out of your seat? Are you going to jump out of your seat? Because I will jump out of my seat, I think.
I'm 47, man. Those days are done.
I think I will fist pump super hard.
I'm going to be watching it by myself. So my daughters are at a dance competition. So it's going to be a sad night at the Geary House.
Aww.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
I'm super pumped, but either way, I feel like no matter what happens at the Rumble, it's going to be fun. And I think that this is where it's fun to chat about what we think will happen at the Rumble. This is what we call the predictions portion of the show. Raj, are you ready to predict?
Yeah. Should we go down the other matches first and then to the Rumble?
Oh yeah. We'll do the Rumble last. That's the big one.
Awesome. All right.
So in the chat, by the way, join along. Let us know who you think is going to win. We're going to start with Bianca Belair, the champion, defending against Alexa Bliss. Raj, who you got?
I think it has to be Bianca, unless they go with Alexa getting possessed and, you know, whatever.
Your favorite.
Yeah. But I mean, because they could do that. Alexa wins and then they do a rematch at Mania. I hope not. I think Bianca, in my opinion, Bianca versus Charlotte, unifying the titles would be awesome. But I think Bianca wins it.
Bianca, that seems to be what the chat believes as well. I'm with you. I think from a story standpoint, like I said, you want to get the biggest possible matches for WrestleMania. And Bianca Belair is one of their biggest absolute stars, where Alexa Bliss is still kind of reheating and re-getting into whatever groove she's getting into right now. And with the Howdy thing, it's very easy to have lights flicker, she gets distracted and loses. It's very easy to do something like that and not hurt her.
I'm going to get a couple of these messages real quick. 1 second. Ricky Saldivar saying, Alexa Bliss to win with help from Uncle Howdy. I think we're going to see Uncle Howdy in the LA Knight match, so that seems like it'd be overkill. Can you still hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
My video popped out.
Yeah, your video went out, but I can hear you just fine. That'll be interesting, the way Uncle Howdy is used in those two matches. But I like Alexa Bliss, and I like the I'm fine with her, but I just don't think she's at a spot right now where I think that is the biggest box office thing moving forward into WrestleMania season. I can't.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine a rematch like being that great for WrestleMania. And I don't know who new would come up where Bianca Belair would go, oh, I'm just moving on to my next challenger, right? You know?
Yeah. And realistically with where everyone is at right now, you know, for a big WrestleMania match, you got to think Ronda Rousey's going to have one, Bianca, Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch. And you know, I think Rhea Ripley's there too. I think she should. I actually think Rhea Ripley should face Ronda Rousey and destroy her. I think it'd be a good kind of passing of the torch kind of moment. But
that's actually a great idea. I mean, my thought was Bianca versus Ripley, but I think if you want to make Ripley just that next level, her destroying Ronda Rousey absolutely is the way to go. Mm-hmm. Ricky saying, Raj, Uncle Howdy crashed the stream.
Yeah, right. I'm making fun of all the magic and right. Then it happens.
Like, I'll show you. Well, let's talk about
the one time Howdy watches this stream, right?
Howdy's a usual listener. He's here all the time. You know what he always does is likes, comments, shares, and subscribes like everybody else should be doing in the chat right now. Even if you're in the chat, hit the like button. It's very easy. Leave a comment.
Yeah, and if you're listening to this on the podcast version, please leave a comment. It helps us out so much. We do these for free, and you know, it definitely helps us out. And the like button and leaving a comment, it really does improve the algorithm and get us up there. So we really appreciate it. And as you've seen in the previous weeks, you leave a comment, we'll answer.
Yep, leave a comment, we'll answer, shout you out. And even if you do it even if it's like great show, it's always good to see it up there. So definitely do that. We've got a sponsored match on this Royal Rumble. Mountain Dew Pitch Black match. Bray Wyatt versus LA Knight. Raj, I feel like you and I, we park our car in the same garage on this one. But who do you have winning? Bray Wyatt or LA Knight?
Well, I'm a big LA Knight fan. I think he did just an awesome job on Raw 30 with Undertaker. Just felt like he belonged. His talking is he's one of the best in the company right now on the mic. He's got that confidence. He's got that like superstar charisma and everything. And maybe he can't do all the flips in the world or anything like that, but he's got it. He's entertaining. He's fun to watch. I would love to see him win, but that's not going to happen. No. Clearly, this was made for Bray Wyatt. I think we get some magic, Bray Wyatt, some stuff with Uncle Howdy. And I don't know. There's a rumor of Bray Wyatt and Uncle Howdy at WrestleMania, which I could see there being intrigue for that. It's not my cup of tea, but Yeah. So I could see this pitch black. I don't know what that means. I don't know if it's all the lights are out and they just have a spotlight.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
I mean, I have a feeling it'll be cool. It'll probably be like one of the more interesting parts of the night, but I'm with you. I want LA Knight to win. I want to see him. I've been a big believer in LA Knight for a while, but like you, I saw him on Raw talking to the Undertaker, and I was like, he does not look like someone out of their depth standing next to the Undertaker. He looks like he should be running down the Undertaker. And
yeah,
I don't know anyone in the company that even the best talkers, I can't imagine him not hanging with. I could imagine him cutting down Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns. Could you imagine like him and Paul Heyman going against each other would just be insane.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be awesome.
It'd be great. And I could see him even like people who don't necessarily talk that well on the microphone. I could see him on whether or not I'm supposed to cheer for him or boo him. I think he's just, and it's crazy because I feel like he could change nothing and I could boo him or cheer, like, you know, if he's like, let me talk to you, I'd be like, shut up. Or I could be like, yeah, whatever. I don't know. It's
like, yeah. No, he's got that old school vibe, like the late 90s vibe where he can just get the crowd going. Yeah, I think he's great. I know he's losing. I hope it's not a squash and there's ooze coming out of his forehead when it's over and you know, like he's just buried. Because he has really been elevated with this feud. It's so far it's been a positive. He's showing he can hang with the top guys and I hope this leads to something bigger, and I hope he has a good WrestleMania match.
Sorry.
Yeah. Rob McNeely bringing up a good point. Has there ever been a good sponsor match? And the last one I could think of, that was, what was that Batista zombie movie?
Yeah, I was about to say, the zombie movie was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was great. Damian Priest and The Miz was, and then The Miz got eaten and killed by zombies afterwards.
That feels like a bad fever dream I had years ago. It's weird to imagine that was a real thing, that really happened.
I try to block out everything from that era, from the PC Thunderdome era, but... yeah, that's hard to block out. you can't unsee it.
I always think like what in someday there's going to be like these documentaries that they do or, you know, biographies, like how much stuff from that era is actually ever going to make its way into biographies and best of, like if they do a career retrospective of Damian Priest, they got to put the zombie match in at some point, right? Like, or like, there's so many people, like there's such a big chunk, like if you do the history of Bayley, you got to have that era. But at the same time, why on earth would you ever show people that footage ever again?
And you know what? I don't know if you ever pay attention to like the recap videos that they do. They don't show anything from the Thunderdome era, at least like where you see the screens and stuff like that. They really try to block it out. So I think that's, I don't think we'll be seeing that again.
It'll be weird in like 10 years if you do one of those. I'm watching every WrestleMania and you get to that first one that was just like in the performance center. That hurts just thinking about it.
Go ahead.
As you say, LA Knight, I think, takes the loss here. Bray Wyatt gets the win. My hope, my fantasy booking is that LA Knight really heats up and gets the win at Money in the Bank, because I'd love to see LA Knight with the Money in the Bank briefcase. I think he would be great. I
was just magic about, again. The magic again.
I was just talking about how LA Knight, I want to hopefully just ride the wave for a little bit, and at Money in the Bank, I want to see him really. Like, I want to see him win that, and eventually get up to that top level there. Because I feel like right now it's a little crowded at the top. I feel like there's not a lot of space for him, especially with Roman Reigns there.
I think Raw could use him. Real quick, Duke of Jay is saying, I wonder if Raw just heard anything on Randy Orton or AJ Styles' injuries. So AJ Styles, he suffered that injury, the ankle injury, at the end of December. And he should be back by WrestleMania. So I think he'll be wrestling at WrestleMania. And as for Randy Orton, he had the back surgery. no word yet, but I wouldn't be surprised to see him back sooner than later.
Yeah, they've been very quiet about that. Like, updates on Randy Orton have been very few. That's another one. I think if I hear his terrible theme music at the Royal Rumble and he comes out, I'm still going to like, yeah, Randy Orton. I'm like very much like Jerry Lawler or Bobby Heenan, where I'm like, that's my pick to win. I'm going to say that like
just every time.
Every time. That's my pick to win. God, I hope Randy Orton comes back. I think I'd love to see Randy Orton in the current, with the current creative and what he could do. But we got the big one here, Raj. We got Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens, the absolute ultimate championship, undisputed WWE Universal, all that good stuff championship. I feel like this is kind of an obvious one, but Raj, you're taking Kevin Owens, right?
Of course. You know, it's telling when Kevin Owens did that promo on Monday and he's like, I promise. And usually it's like, I promise I'll win the title. And he's like, I'll promise I'll do my best. You know, and I think that's kind of a tell that he's not winning the title.
I'm going to give it a college try.
Yeah, I promise I'll be there. So I think, I mean, obviously Reigns is going to win. I think the story here is with Sammy and what they do with Sammy. Does he get involved? Do they finally do the split? Do they keep it going? I mean, there's a lot of ways they can go this Roman Reigns, Sami Zayn storyline. This is the best thing in wrestling. When I say that, I mean all of wrestling, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I'm intrigued where they go with it. But Roman definitely wins, and where they go with the storyline, we'll see.
I think this is the best storyline in wrestling in a long time, too. Mm. Like, with that tribal court or whatever they called it. I can't remember what they called it, but
the trial.
Yeah. The trial. Yeah. I was like spellbound. I was like, what's going to happen? You know? And then when Jay, stood up for him, I was like, oh my goodness, this is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. I could have done without the graphics, exhibit A or whatever those were.
Yeah. But
outside of that, I thought, you know, I was a little skeptical of that segment going into it. And then I thought it was fantastic by the time it was over. I thought it was great. I thought they all did a great job. These guys, they don't disappoint.
There's this part of me that's like, it can't be Sammy. There's so many other people that should end up being the guy. But to your point about like Daniel Bryan, I'm like, but geez, he is so over right now. You know what's not over is Randy Orton's theme song. That's right, I said it. Tornado Anthony Y, though, out here saying, Jack, you as a hater on Orton, the theme slaps. Also, Sock Snip is saying, I love Randy's theme. You guys just hear voices in your
heads. That's going to be like the take we're going to get a lot of crap from. That we're going to get a lot of crap on from today.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Randy. You're one of my favorites. Your song's terrible. let's talk about, yeah, by the way, officially Roman Reigns is winning this one. No problem there. The Women's Royal Rumble, Raj, this one, I feel like there's one super heavy favorite and then it's a totally open field after that. The heavy favorite, I'll just give my prediction, 'cause I feel like it's just a slam dunk. Rhea Ripley feels like made to win this, but what say you?
Rhea Ripley does seem pretty obvious. I've been kind of predicting Rhea Ripley for a while now, and if Naomi comes back and it's in this match, you have her win, you instantly have another top level women's star that you can kind of put in one of the featured matches at Mania. You know, you could do her and Charlotte Flair. And then Rhea Ripley and Bianca. So I think Rhea is going to win, but there's my upset pick is Naomi.
Naomi's a good one. I didn't even think about that. And you're right, because if she's got so much intrigue right now that it'd be hard to. I think the place would go nuts if they were to ever see Naomi. Cody, by the way, in the chat with a interesting one. Asuka as a heel coming back and winning the Rumble. That's another really good pick.
We're going to have to do Pitch Black on my side of the podcast, I guess.
Mountain Dew, where's that money?
I know.
I want that Mountain Dew money. Right. Now I feel jealous because you got a sneaky underdog pick.
Let's do an underdog pick for each of these. What do you got?
You know, Cody said Asuka, and I think that would be an interesting one. Yeah, I think if I'm going to do an underdog, I'm going to steal your pick, Cody. I'm going to say Asuka here. Otherwise, I think that Rhea Ripley is such a slam dunk on this one. I would be shocked if it's not her, but we'll have to see. Anyone else with any maybe not very popular picks? Oh, Drew L, underdog pick, Alba Fire. For people who watched NXT UK, she's great. I don't know if she's ready for the WrestleMania headline role, though.
Yeah.
Raquel's a good pick, too, actually.
Yeah.
We got Bayley. Bayley solid. I don't know if she's going to be in the Rumble, though. She's got probably going to have a match with Becky, I'm guessing.
I think they're going to do that on Raw, if I'm not... At least that was my assumption. But yeah, she hasn't been announced for the Rumble yet. So far, it's Liv Morgan, Candice LeRae, Rhea Ripley, Raquel Rodriguez, Shayna Baszler, Zelina Vega, and Emma. So only 7 of 30 have been announced so far.
It is kind of crazy there. So, but you know there's going to be a ton of probably NXT talent. And then they've got the legends that come back, I think, every single time. Like, which I'm okay with. But like Molly Holly's back every time.
And Kelly.
Molly Kelly, and every time, because I'm a nerd, I'm like, yay, Molly Holly, Kelly.
Michelle McCool.
Yeah, I'm always excited about them. We got Nia Jax return. That's an interesting pick. We also got Shayna Baszler and Piper Niven. I think you mean Doudrop. Tornado, Wendy Chu.
It's not happening, but
I mean, I like Wendy Chu. I don't think anyone from NXT is going to win the Royal Rumble. Not even a shot at NXT. That's just the way it is. But Mercedes, any chance that Sasha Banks shows up?
I don't think so, especially since she still has New Japan dates coming up. I don't think WWE would use her until those are done.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. Now let's get into the big one, Raj. This is the one everyone's waiting for. This is the show. The Royal Rumble match, the men's Royal Rumble match, even though I feel like the past few years, the women's Rumbles have been better than the men's. But this year, I feel like there's just so much intrigue going into it. Now there's rumors of who could be there, but who do you pick? Who do you think is going to win it?
All right. So Brock Lesnar hasn't been announced for it yet, but he's listed for the Royal Rumble. I don't think he's going to win, but maybe he comes in and, you know, does something with Lashley, gets him eliminated. Okay, so my pick is Cody Rhodes, which is kind of obvious, but my underdog pick is Stone Cold.
I like that. Stone Cold. So we got a few picks in here already. We got The Rock. It's all a smokescreen. We got Finn Balor from Justine A. We got Cody. We've got Austin. So much like what you picked. Cody, we got Sammy. A lot of people there. I feel like safe money has to be.
Who are you going with?
I'm going to go with The Rock. I'm picking The Rock. I can't let go of the dream. I got to hold on to it.
Is that both your picks, your underdog and your regular pick?
I guess it could. It could be. I feel like the favorite is Cody Rhodes. I'm kind of worried though. If they go with Cody, I really worry that he could end up in that John Cena position where people start to feel like he's forced if he comes back. And
that was happening in AEW. You know, fans were turning on him.
Right, and so I think he's everything you'd want from it. But I think if you waited till SummerSlam with him, it would probably work a lot better in his favor than if he came back, won, and then won the title that quickly. But, you know, that's just me. But if he won, I'd still be excited. I mean, when his music hits, I'm going to go nuts. I'm going to go nuts for every, all of them. I'm going to be like, Akira Tozawa, yes!
Baron Corbin, let's go! Let's effing go!
Let's go! you know, I see Samantha with Thug Dominic Mysterio. I want so badly, somehow, for there to be a Thug Dominic Mysterio versus Bloodline Sami Zayn. And I don't know how it would work, but I feel like it would just be the most entertaining thing you could ever ask for.
So if you're writing a, they've got to do something with Dominic and Ray, right? So you got to think that they do something here and that sets up the WrestleMania match, you know, down the road. So, but if you're writing the story, and you had to choose between Cody and Sammy, who do you go with?
I go with Cody because I think the idea of Sammy winning the Rumble, and I think the idea of Sammy even winning the title is one of those things that feels good in that moment, but then when Raw turns on, you say, what's next? And I don't really know what is next after that.
I think it takes a lot of wind out of the sails if Cody doesn't win with them doing those videos and everything, and he hasn't appeared on TV. They could always split the titles before Mania, and then you have, you know, Cody with one of the titles defending on one night, and then Roman versus Sammy on the other night, assuming Austin didn't happen. So,
yeah,
there's a couple different ways you can go.
I think in a perfect world, I think The Rock would be perfect, but I think Stone Cold would be my next pick, want to see. And then again, I like the idea of Sami Zayn. I think he's super fun, but I also think that if he wins, I think what makes him fun is he's out of his depth a little bit. Like he's swimming in deeper waters than you'd expect him to be. And if he becomes the champion, then I'm supposed to believe that he's no longer out of his depth and I'm supposed to take him seriously. And I feel like I feel like it hurts the way I view Sammy if that happens, but mm-hmm. They've been great about everything. I don't know. Maybe they do it and I go, oh, I was wrong. This is great. But I feel like the fact that he's a little bit like a fraud in the group, like he's not really supposed to be there, but if he's the champ, then he's of course supposed to be there.
Right.
You know? So I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Royal Rumble is always, even when they suck, it's still one of my favorite pay-per-views of the year. So I'm looking forward to it. I made sure to cancel all my plans on Saturday, so it'll be awesome.
And one of my favorite things to do, too, is if you are a big wrestling fan that watches wrestling a lot and you think you know who stars are, invite a friend over to watch it that doesn't watch wrestling. And just whenever someone comes out, ask, is that person a star? And you'll be shocked at the people that the average person thinks looks like a star and the average person thinks does not look like a star.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It's one of my favorite things to do whenever I can is like, cause you'll see some people come out and they're like, who's that? And you're like, oh, that's a super popular big name. And then someone else will come out and be like, I'll never forget. My friend was like, Nikki Cross came out and she was all, you know, back when she was in her like first coming to main roster, like, who is this person? She's all fired up. I'm excited about this person. I was like, interesting, you know. Yeah. And then like I think Alexa Bliss came out and they're like,
really?
Interesting. You know,
so you know what's funny before we start wrapping up is a little over a year ago Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn were both like about to become free agents, their contracts were coming up, and the re-signing was the best thing for them, because look at where they're at now. It's pretty wild.
There's no way that they would be doing something, with all due respect to AEW, like this isn't like a WWE Homer thing, but just Sami Zayn is in the biggest story in all of wrestling right now.
That a year ago he was getting stuck in a mousetrap against you know, against Johnny Knoxville. So it's quite the year.
He was literally stuck in a mousetrap.
It's been a hell of a turnaround. Like, and then to be a main event player in a realistic WrestleMania main event possibility. It's pretty wild.
I mean, and by the way, I kind of say this and that about Sammy. if Sammy wins, I'm going to be there with everybody else, like, excited. Don't get me wrong. I just worry that if he gets everything, then he's no longer the underdog and it's not as fun anymore. Mm-hmm. But we'll see about that. Well, Raj, I'm excited about this show. I'm excited about Royal Rumble. Can't wait to see that. And everyone in the chat, I want to say thank you again. Socksniff, Tornado Anthony Y, Drew L, Cody Vaughn, Veggie Gamer. Glad to see you in the live chat. I know you leave comments regularly. We got Justine A. I want to give you a shout out. Thank you for always being so supportive of the show. JT098. What does the 98 stand for, JT? Rob McNeely and everyone else. Monge, Chris, thank you guys so much.
Veggie Lego Gamer, long time. Veggie Gamer, Samantha, Monge Sandu, long time mm-hmm. listener. So thanks for checking us out, everyone.
Yep. Ricky and Edelberto.
Edelberto Ortiz Garcia.
Oh, there you go. Rolling the R's, that's making
right.
it
that's
easy.
Right.
Oh, wow. We got, I don't know how to pronounce your name, but YCO from the Philippines. Hello. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Raj, always great chatting with you. We will be back next week, Thursday, same time, same place.
Same time, same place, 6 p.m. Eastern. If there's any huge news that breaks during the week, we'll be there too. Check out the Wrestling Podcast. It's quite the run we're going to have Friday night after SmackDown, Saturday night, Jack, Justin, and Jimmy Corderas after the Royal Rumble. And so basically Sunday's the one day off. And so yes, keep checking us out.
thank you. Yes. And by the way, JT says it's they gave him 98 because his birthday wasn't available on Twitch. Makes sense. Okay.
All right.
That does it for us. Make sure to follow at Wrestling. Raj, before we go, where can the world find you online and all the other stuff you're working on?
Just Twitter at the Raj Geary. Me and Jack, you can check us out at youtube.com/@practicalmoney. We're going to have another video out here very shortly. We've been a little slow on those. I've been kind of busy the last couple of weeks. But yeah, we're hoping to get one hopefully in the next couple of days.
Yep, should have that up. Definitely check out Practical Money. You can follow me at Real Jack Farmer across all social media. That does it for us. We will see you guys next time. Make sure to follow at Wrestling Inc.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.